Hello and welcome to The Word, bringing you the good news of Jesus Christ every day from the Order of Preachers around the world. Today is Wednesday of the 21st week in Ordinary Time, and from the United States we have Maria Curtis, a lay Dominican and retired music educator who lives in Chandler, Arizona. Her preaching is entitled Danger, Will Robinson.
The Holy Gospel according to Matthew. Jesus said, "Woe to you, scribes and Pharisees, you hypocrites! You are like whitewashed tombs, which appear beautiful on the outside, but inside are full of dead men's bones and every kind of filth. Even so, on the outside you appear righteous, but inside you are filled with hypocrisy and evil doing. Woe to you, scribes and Pharisees, you hypocrites! You build the tombs of the prophets and adorn the memorials of the righteous. And you say, if we had lived in the days of our ancestors, we would not have joined them in shedding the prophets' blood. Thus you bear witness against yourselves that you are the children of those who murdered the prophets. Now fill up what your ancestors majored out." The Gospel of the Lord. It's kind of amazing that human nature really hasn't changed that much in over 2,000 years. Whether it was the Pharisees in Jesus' time, or the Instagram Twitter generation, or even the post-World War II generation of the 50s. And I could probably name many, many different generations. And in each one, there were some instances of emphasis being placed on the external. If it looks good on the outside, it must be good. If I take care of the way I look to the world, then all is good. No one will know what skeletons I bury in my closet. I was the bane of my mother's existence because the older I grew, the less I cared about looking perfect. No extensive time on curling my hair. I didn't even have to worry about fashion. I went to a Catholic high school. We had uniforms. But really, my mom had no one to blame but herself, because she was a person who didn't judge people by their exteriors. I just followed her example. She welcomed one and all. She saw everyone equal in the eyes of God. Even the bishop, whom she respected, but fondly referred to as Tommy. When the diocesan newsletter would come out, she would exclaim, "What's Tommy doing now?" Jesus taught that principle, that all were equal in the eyes of God. But the Pharisees believed that they were better than the masses. After all, they upheld the letter of the law. They towed the line. But only with their exterior, not with their hearts. Jesus, being God, didn't have to judge people by their exteriors. He could see into their hearts. And he knew that the Pharisees were not only empty inside, but in their quest to put emphasis on amazingly looking good, and following the letter of the law, but not its intent. They were leading people further away from God, just the opposite of what they were being supposed to do. That is our challenge as preachers of the gospel. St. Dominic was very wise when he gave us the four pillars. Yes, preaching is our calling, but we must balance our lives with prayer, study, community. Otherwise, we stand the danger of being so focused in our apostolate that we may find ourselves just going through the motions, following the daily grind, of being empty inside and just looking good on the outside, while inside we feel dried up as old bones. We are called to take time to reflect in prayer and study on our relationship with Christ. We are called to practice love in our communities, so that we have the fullness of Christ in our hearts, not just the hollow shell of the Pharisees. I'm going to date myself here, and maybe you will too. When I was growing up, there was a television show called Lost in Space. They've done a remake, so maybe even the younger generation will know to what I'm referring. In the show, a young boy, Will Robinson, is befriended by a robot. When there is danger nearby, the robot would say, "Danger, Will Robinson." And Will would know to be on guard. Well, I don't know about you, but I don't have a robot to tell me when I'm in danger. But I do have my Lord, and through his word, I have his warnings to not let my life be based on exterior things, but to pursue treasures of the heart, to do what I do with love and right intent, to serve him because I love him and want to be more like Christ every day, not because I want the praise and acknowledgement of those around me, but because I truly seek a Christian path. Danger, Will Robinson. Yes, danger. If I'm too afraid to look into myself and reflect on what's really in my heart. Yes, we are called to preach the good news of Jesus Christ, but we are also called to self-reflect and to be honest about what we find in our hearts so that we can use that to grow in our relationship with Jesus and the children of God. To put aside prejudice, hatred, and emphasis on the external. And hopefully, we will never have to hear Jesus say to us, "Woe to you, you hypocrites."